This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 50, where I read the Holy Bible in the King James Version. That needs to be unplugged. This needs to be unplugged. Unplug that. That needs to be unplugged. In the King James Version, each day in chronological order. This unique Bible and viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible as a single true story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history according to the Word of God. Today we are reading Genesis chapter 48. You need to grab this right here, like you did yesterday. Genesis chapter 48. That's good. No, leave it. Put it back. Leave it like it is. Genesis chapter 48. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great joy and blessing and pleasure to read in your hearing, Thus saith the Lord, the Word of God. At Genesis chapter 48, shall we pray? Holy Father God in heaven, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us always to be a people who pray what we mean and mean what we pray. And if we lose our chain of thought, to go back and pray what we mean and mean what we pray. Lord, help us never to be a people who just mouth words. Even though, Lord, we may pray the same thing in a different prayer, we never want to violate your word and get involved with vain repetition. We do know that you prayed several times in the Garden of Gethsemane, and a couple of times you said the same thing. So you don't mind us praying for the same thing in separate prayers, but you don't want us to be down on our knees saying the same thing over and over and over again, thinking that our much speaking will persuade you to give us what we want. And so, Holy Father God, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Lord, have your will to be done in all of our lives and help us to like it and help us to accept it, whether we like it or not. But, Lord, we know that this is all about you and your kingdom and what you want done, your will being done in the earth. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your mercy, your love, and your grace. We praise you and we thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word. And Lord, if the people are saved, help them to pray. especially those who missed our earlier prayer meeting today. Help them to pray to you. Help them to stop leaning on other people's prayers. Lord, help them to pray. Help them to develop a relationship with you according to your will and way. And Holy Father God, have continued mercy and grace upon each and every one of us. And for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us, Lord, of our sins, our faults, and our failures. And help each and every one of us to confess our sins, not only of recent days, but, Lord, our sins in the past that we have not truly confessed and have not truly repented of. Many people know the story of your servant David and Bathsheba, but they hardly talk about how that after David confessed his sins and he repented, he did not continue in sin. He quit. He learned his lesson. And as far as we know, he never committed adultery again. And so, Holy Father God, we pray that you would help us to be like David in that regard. Have mercy and grace upon us and forgive us of our sins, faults, and failures as we from our hearts. By your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. Crush and crucify, Lord, our flesh and the old man within us. And, Lord, fill us afresh and anew with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing, the fruit and the liberty, Lord, of your Holy Spirit. Lord, have your Holy Ghost to take control over us who are praying to you right now and reading your Holy Word right now. Have your Holy Spirit to teach us your Holy Word. Grant us your unction and your anointing, your freedom and your liberty, and the power of your Holy Spirit to understand your Holy Word as we read it, to live by it, to apply it to our lives, and to share it with others. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and cast out the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, betrayal, and sabotage and foolishness. Cast out the demon spirits of Jezebel and Judas, Sanballat, and Tobias out of the hearts and minds, souls and spirits of the people here and of the people out there all over the world who have this problem, and for pastors and for husbands and fathers who have to deal with this demonic spirit, those especially who are serving you and giving their all in service to you. For it is one of the toughest things to deal with. But you do give grace and strength and the power of your Holy Spirit to deal with it, because Holy Father God, you had to deal with it in Lucifer, and Jesus had to deal with it in Lucifer, and who is the father of the Judas spirit and the Pharisaic prideful spirit. And so, Lord, I do pray that you would cast these demon spirits out. These are some ugly, treacherous, always meddling demons. They're hateful. They have a hatred of you. They have a hatred of your work. They have a hatred of the gospel. They have a hatred of prayer. They have a hatred of your Holy Spirit, your Holy Word, your Holy Gospel. It is a demon spirit that cusses and mumbles under his breath. It's a demon spirit that does not want to be exposed. It wants to hide behind the hypocrisy of Christianity. It does not want anybody to know how treacherous and evil and dark and devilish and low down and how much of a betraying and sabotaging spirit it is. It can get excited about other things, but never excited about serving you. It hates this service. This demonic spirit hates this service. It hates the service that we're going to have this evening, if you should tarry your coming and if you'll allow us to live according to your will. It hates every time somebody preaches or shares the gospel. And it's a demonic spirit that sometimes you can see in the eyes of people. You can see it on their faces. It always has a scowl and a demonic look to even the face of the human beings who carry it. And it has a bad attitude and bad spirit. It makes people have a bad personality. The people who carry this demonic spirit, they hurt themselves because they end up betraying themselves and wasting their lives and time. So, Lord, wasting their lives and the time in their life that they can be doing great things for your kingdom. So, Holy Father God, I thank you for helping me to see this satanic demonic spirit of Judas and Jezebel and Pharaoh. A demonic spirit of treachery, pride, stubbornness, rebelliousness. A demonic spirit that does not, of course, let the people listen and learn and grow and be what they can be for you. And so, Lord, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts from this time, and give us sweet victory, those of us who are truly saved, sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. And Lord, cast out these demon spirits of pride and stubbornness and rebelliousness and treachery, hindrance and distraction. Betrayal and sabotage. I plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that, Lord, you would open the eyes of the blind here and out there and save their souls and change their lives. And, Lord, I do pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, do it in all families that name the name of Christ, in all ministries and in all churches that name the name of Christ across this country and around the globe. So, because I do know that it is pervasive, we're not the only ones facing it. And I do pray, and I believe it's going to get worse and worse, and I do pray that you would place upon us the whole arm of God today. Surround us with the band of your holy angels and help the true saints, Lord, that belong to you, to commit themselves to praying without ceasing. And Holy Father God, this is not going to be an easy day. For normally he attacks extremely hard, starting on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Even though, and he's attacking us constantly because we're preaching the gospel multiple times a day around the world. Based upon the strategy of overwhelming force that you gave me some years ago. And Holy Father God, I pray, please give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. We cannot do it without you. We cannot do it without your power, for it is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. So, Lord, grant me your energy, your grace, your strength, your unction, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word. Help us all to stay alert, and help us all to study your holy word, hide it in our hearts, and to obey it. Help us to obey it Lord, help us to live by it and to apply it to our lives. And Holy Father God, we pray that you deliver each and every one of us in this hour and throughout the remainder of this day from temptation to sin. Temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do that which is pleasing in your sight. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And Lord, help us and grant us your energy, grant us your grace, your strength, and the power of your Holy Spirit to humble ourselves today. If we have not done so, Lord, help us to do it today. Help us to pray, help us to seek your face, and help us to turn from our wicked ways, and help us to repent and get back to you, our first love. Help us, Lord, to be sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would save those who are lost here in this city, in this country, and around the globe. We pray, Lord, for the revival of those who are saved in this city, in this country, and around the globe. We pray, Lord, that you would heal those who are sick in this city, in this country, and around the globe. And Lord, we pray that you would comfort those who are grieving like never before. Draw them to yourself and to your Holy Scriptures for salvation and for comfort, for we have no words. And Lord, if we do right by you, if we truly humble ourselves and pray and repent of our sins and turn from our wicked ways, I pray that you would heal us, heal our individual lives and families. Let your will be done. And Lord, I pray that you deliver each and every one of us from our afflictions and cares and worries and anxieties and distresses. Lord, we cast all care upon you, for Lord, we know that you care for us. Lord, make a way for each and every one of us out of no way, as the old saints used to say and pray. Lord, I pray that you would bless and protect, Lord, our family and all other Christian families, our ministry and all other remnant and 7,000 ministries and churches across this country and around the globe. Protect us, Holy Father God, from our greatest enemy, ourselves. Protect us, Lord, from our flesh and the world and the devil. Protect us, Lord, from the demons of hell. Protect us, Lord, from the demons of hell and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, evil people in the world. We cast all care upon you. For Lord, we know that you care for us. Place upon us the whole arm of God. Surround us with the band of your holy angels and a wall of your holy fire. And throughout not only this morning, not only this afternoon, but throughout this evening, help us to be prayerful, sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful. And Lord, help Christians to enjoy praying to you again and reading your holy word again. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Chapter 48. And it came to pass after these things that one told Joseph, "Behold, thy father is sick." And he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. And one told Jacob and said, "Behold, thy son Joseph cometh unto thee." And Israel strengthened himself and sat upon the bed. And Jacob said unto Joseph, "God Almighty appeared unto me at Luz in the land of Canaan, and blessed me, and said unto me, Behold, I will make thee fruitful and multiply thee, and I will make of thee a multitude of people, and will give this land to thy seed after thee for an everlasting possession. And now thy two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, which were born unto thee in the land of Egypt, before I came unto thee into Egypt, are mine. As Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine. And thy issue, which thou begettest after them, shall be thine, and shall be called after the name of their brethren in their inheritance. And as for me, when I came from Padan, Rachel died by me in the land of Canaan, in the way, when yet there was but a little way to come unto Ephrath, and I buried her there in the way of Ephrath. The same is Bethlehem. And Israel beheld Joseph's sons and said, Who are these? And Joseph said unto his father, They are my sons, whom God hath given me in this place. And he said, Bring them, I pray thee, unto me, and I will bless them. Now the eyes of Israel were dim for age, so that he could not see. And he brought them near unto him, and he kissed them and embraced them. And Israel said unto Joseph, I had not thought to see thy face, and lo, God hath showed me also thy seed. And Joseph brought them out from between his knees, and he bowed himself with his face to the earth. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand toward Israel's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand toward Israel's right hand, and brought them near unto him. And Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it upon Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hand wittingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn. And he blessed Joseph and said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life long unto this day, the angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads, and let my name be named on them, and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac. And let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. And when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. And he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head unto Manasseh's head. And Joseph said unto his father, Not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put thy right hand upon his head. And his father refused and said, I know it, my son. I know it. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations. And he blessed them that day, saying, In thee shall Israel bless, saying, God make thee as Ephraim and as Manasseh. And he set Ephraim before Manasseh. And Israel said unto Joseph, Behold, I die, but God shall be with you and bring you again unto the land of your fathers. Moreover, I have given to thee one portion above thy brethren, which I took out of the land of the Amorite with my sword. Which I took out of the hand of the Amorite with my sword and with my bow. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I praise you and I thank you for your holy word. Have it to find a lodging place in our hearts. Help us to always remember it. Help us to always meditate on it, love it, live by it, and to apply it to our lives. And to share it boldly with others. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian. And here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, For the wages of sin is death. We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave, our soul goes to hell. Because of our sin, if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life, so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world, and that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.